This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode with Winning with Wellness. I have the amazing Elaine Sugar here with me today. Elaine, thank you so much for being here.
I am delighted to be here. You're always good company.
Oh, I feel the same way about you. And I'm sure the listeners are going to feel the love as well from this episode. I can't wait to dig into it. But before we do, I want to share a little bit about your background so they get to know you a little bit more deeper, if that's okay with you, Elaine.
Sure.
So Elaine is a mental wellness advocate and founder of the non-for-profit organization MAPS, which stands for Global Events. MAPS Global Events, which stands for Mental Wellness, Affirmations, and Positive Support. And this is a global event, has a dual mission to host mental health and wellness events, activities that enlighten the public while promoting small business owners. She has had the passion for teaching children the value of positive thinking and speaking. It's the foundation of her company, Kids More Sugar, saying unforgettable good affirmations regularly. Way to go on the acronym of your name, by the way. That is brilliant.
Thank you.
I love it. She's an award-winning children's self-esteem program facilitator and children's book author. She has over 24 years of financial industry experience and 15 years of direct leadership and coaching experience. She's a top achiever in managing treasury services portfolios of commercial and corporate banking clients of revenues well over 20 million up to about 1 billion. That is so fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? A BA degree in communication from the University of North Florida. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Now everyone out there can wake up.
Right. Oh, I know. Right. But you know, there's some interesting things. What I love about reading people's bios is when you think about the corporate-y stuff, right? Like you can see you're very diverse. This is what I love. Like your passion obviously is children and people's wellness and connecting. And then you also have this corporate side of you who thrives and, you know, helps these organizations. You know, I mean, if you're playing in the $1 billion range, you got to have a clue on what you're doing, I'm assuming.
Right? There you go. It helps.
Right. But it just shows people too that where you start and where you land is your own journey. Right?
Yes.
It's up to you. And whether you start in the field of loving children and supporting children and, or you start in the financial, that crossover is so amazing how that happens. So I am excited to dig into your journey and share a little bit about you today. I hope you're open to being in the hot seat.
Yes, let's do it.
So I would love to ask you, one of the favorite things that I like to connect with my interviews is finding out what wellness means for you. And having read your bio, there's obviously some deeper meaning to you. What does wellness actually mean for you?
So wellness to me means sustaining yourself in a manner that you are healthy and in a position to thrive.
So when we think of thriving, I think that is can be considered subjective for some people. What would you say would be some good pillar components to think about for thriving? Because I think experience, location, environment, all those kind of things changes it for everybody. But when you think of thriving, what would be some pillar points for you?
I think a lot of it starts with that self-confidence. So when you're thriving, you're on the go, you're moving, you're doing things, right? And if you are paralyzed, either with fear or lack of confidence in yourself, that can hold you back from getting to that point of thriving. So to me, it's not just about the healthiness of it. If you have maintained your wellness to the point for me where I'm healthy, but I'm not going after the things I want. I'm standing in a corner at the dance instead of getting out there on the dance floor. And that's really where I want to be.
Yeah.
So when you're well, you're in your space, you're in your zone, and you have what you need to get there. So that's why I include that.
And when you think about that thriving, would there ever be a time in your life that, you know, you share about getting out on the dance floor? Is there a time in your life that you remember that maybe you weren't stepping into your own strength?
Oh, absolutely. So probably like a lot of us during teenage years, absolutely. You know, you felt like, oh, I'm not cute enough, or I'm not this way enough. So I, you know, will put myself in situations so that I'm not seen. Oh, I would love to go do that or try out for that. But then, you know, everyone's going to compare me to what other people act like, what other people look like, what their talents are. So absolutely. And working through all of those things as an adult is what helped. But yes,
when it's
definitely
so interesting, because don't you notice, or I noticed in my own journey, I literally had to sit down with my 16-year-old self and have a conversation and thank her for her resilience, but also say, mm-hmm. you know what, I don't have to carry that anymore because it doesn't serve me. I'm an adult now. I've got new skills. I've accomplished different things and those kind of things. So I would love to tap in to know what has led you to the work that you're doing.
It is so interesting. So the base of what has led me to the work I'm doing is having several situations in my family where someone needed care. Mm-hmm. So the earliest, most impactful thing I can remember is a family member who is struggling with drug addiction, mm-hmm. and watching that person go through those changes and have some declines in life, and then get into the point where they come to us as family and say, hey, I realize I have a problem and I really want help with this. And that relief, right? And that celebration that, yes, this person realizes it and they're ready for help. And then me, I must have been about 16 or 17 years old. And I remember helping call around to different facilities to see where we could take this person to get help. Mm. And the realization slowly started coming to me like, wow, if you don't have money, you could actually say, I want help, and you might not be able to get the help you need. And I just remember that feeling of sadness. I went from that, yay, this person is ready, to like, oh my God, I don't know what we're going to do to be able to help them. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. So that was one of those earlier situations in life that stuck with me. And then my grandmother was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And just seeing her live in certain homes and places because she needed around the clock care. But I wasn't satisfied with the condition. I wasn't satisfied with the cleanliness, the safety, all those things you would want. So just those situations. And then my mother was diagnosed with dementia. Mm-hmm. And so I was her fiduciary, and I had the overall task of kind of watching her as that decline happened, mm-hmm. and not want to take away her freedom too soon. So just kind of step her through it. So there was a lot of angst with, okay, is it time to move now from home to assisted living? Because we started out with in-home care, then we go to assisted living, and then assisted living is not enough. And then we move to, you know, nursing home. And so just that process of those nerves and when is it time to go and where am I going to put her now? Where's the best place? What can we afford? That whole process, that it, there's really a lot to caring for your wellness and then being a caregiver for someone else. So I have a lot of empathy for people who are trying to figure out how to do what they need to do to maintain their wellness and also to help loved ones around them.
And I think you really bring up a vital point that's so unique to people going through. However, I think many of us are afflicted and we don't realize when we are trying to care for somebody else, we're depleting our own cup and we're usually managing all our other responsibilities at the same time. It's not like everyone's like, okay, on June 15th, I'm going to all of a sudden need to make sure that my mother has care.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, everything else gets put to the side. This is a new thing that's added on top. Never mind the emotional stress. Unfortunately, my journey.
Yes.
We have parallel stories. My mom as well was suffered from dementia. So I completely understand that space and what that feels like. And it's so fascinating that as individuals, we tend to not, like, it's funny. I still see people's stories about, you know, working through that type of family loss and trauma and all of that. And I still actually personally don't, I still can't believe it happened to me. I don't know if you find yourself doing that at times, but there are moments where I'm like, I'll tell people the story. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is stuff you watch on TV. Is this really, is this happened to me?
Yeah. And, you know, I challenged myself to stay in the moment and be present when I was with her as much as I could. You know, so that's the benefit of having it diagnosed. It's a long, sad journey, but also you have time to stay in the moment. And that is what I challenged myself to do. And I remember it was out of concern, but I would go because my mother lived in Florida. I live in the Philadelphia area. And so I would fly home every month, every other month, as often as I could. And when I would come back from work, one of the primary questions I would be asked is, does she remember you?
Yes.
So it got to this point where it's like, no, she doesn't remember me. I say, but you know what? I remember her. And right now, that's the most important thing. I remember the love she gave me. I remember the lessons, the value system, the ethics. So I remember her, and that's the most important thing.
So beautiful to honor your mom in that way. I love it. And when we think about your journey and you share your stories, which thank you so much for sharing, for not only for myself to witness, but those listening. When you think about knowing that it wasn't easy and it wasn't accessible or affordable and all of those things, how has it that propelled you into this incredible event that I got to be blessed to be a part of it at your inaugural, like, kickoff, your first go last year.
Yes.
Can you share about the passion behind this project? Because it's a free event.
Yeah,
And it's a free event for people to attend.
Yes, it is so important to me that everyone has a chance to get help. Everyone has a chance to be enlightened and empowered. And so I am establishing this in such a way that the goal is that we have so many people attending. We have so many people who want to be a part of it. Our numbers are so large that sponsorships can carry the event so that it's always open to everyone at no cost. So that is what we are building towards. But the empathy that I learned to have from my experiences in dealing with family members that had some challenges around wellness, when the pandemic was really at its height and the shutdown was weighing on people, we were hearing in the news that there's all this stress and strain, and people don't know what to do. Children are being impacted because they can't go to school. They can't see their friends. They're suffering socially, mentally, and emotionally. And then adults were struggling as well. And so it was really weighing on my heart because I understand what it feels like. And so I started an online children's program during this time, just to have a positive place where children could come and have some fun, give parents a break. And I was just on my journey to get the word out about this children's online club. And as I was out networking, making people aware, I was meeting some of the most passionate and studied, well-researched wellness practitioners, And I said to myself, this is amazing because we have people who are saying, I don't know how to handle this stress. I don't know how, we had people losing family members. I don't know how to handle this loss. I don't know how to handle this temporary loss of freedom. And I'm meeting people who they're so passionate about helping others. They have solutions, and there's all these different modalities that I didn't even know existed. A lot of them, a lot of people may not be aware. So I tell people, it was like there was one person on the side of the road that was dying of thirst, but there was another person on the other side that had water. And we just needed to get the two to come in the middle of the road and meet. And so that's literally how this event came about. I was meeting all these wonderful people and the world was crying out for help. And I talked to these wonderful people like Jenny Rice at Your Holistic Earth. And I said, hey, why don't we all get together and do something to help this situation, introduce the world to all these different modalities and let them know that not only do we have people who can help, but there are all these different options. And so that's why we call the event an experience, because you get to experience all these different methods of being well, maintaining wellness. And then there's a lot of mindset work. There's a lot of helping you get past and limiting beliefs and self-doubt. So it's really an event that is hosted by people who are passionate and powerful, and they're ready to share that with the world. So it's open for the world.
I love it. And we are honored to be a big, you know, a part of that and to host one of the days, because we, much like you, believe in just in sparking and inspiring that wellness in others. So when you think of your own wellness journey, Elaine, I'm going to put you in the hot seat a little bit. So
let's sit in the hot seat. Yes.
What would you say has been your biggest triumph and your biggest challenge?
Wow. So my biggest triumph, putting into perspective and maintaining my calm, my need to be in the moment as my dear mother declined in her dementia. I felt like I was so on top of that, not to lose perspective that things may not be this way always. So enjoy and cherish these moments. I think that was really important to me. And so now I don't look back with regrets. I don't have regrets. I was not there. She passed away during the pandemic. So I wasn't able to go to her funeral service because she was in a nursing home and they didn't allow visitors during the COVID shutdown. So I had to watch her ceremony on Zoom. I had been so present with her when I could be there. Until, as unpleasant as it was to be on Zoom, there was a part of me at peace. And I was just very grateful that I spent as much time with her as I could and was there in the moment with her present as much as I could be.
Thank you for sharing that.
And then I think the challenge is I get an adrenaline rush. I get recharged. because pulling together these global events, you have to collaborate and communicate with so many other people who are passionate about wellness, who have this inner power that they're sharing with the world. And I get to bump up against that wonderful power on a regular basis, just like right now talking to you. So that feeds me, and I get this energy, and I want to do more and more and more because I know it's a good cause. So especially last year, there were seasons where my diet was not what it should be. A lot of my time was spent on Zoom calls. And so there's times that the body is not getting the stretch and exercise. And so, and I constantly fight to figure out how to balance this. It is so energizing. I tell people this is the most exhausting, energizing thing I've ever done in my life.
Amen.
Ever.
Well, and you know, Zoom fatigue's a real thing. Like, you know, there is a term for, like, it's called dead butt syndrome.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yes.
And it's hard because, like you say, when you're inspired and stimulated.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I love that sharing that juxtaposed, you know, so it's finding again that maybe you make the minutes, 45-minute meetings and 15-minute breaks. Who knows? Maybe.
Yes. And, you know, another thing I do is I have a desk now that you can adjust so you can stand sometimes. And then I purchase this contraption or whatever you would call it. And now that I'm saying this publicly, I have to do it. I need to take a minute to take it out of the box and put it together. But it's supposed to hold my cell phone or my iPad or laptop while I walk on the treadmill. So this should work out that I can, especially if I'm just listening to a call. I wouldn't do it in the middle of my podcast interview. But those are some little things, you know, having a desk that you can raise and lower and having gadgets that still allow you to be on the go. And quite frankly, I know I join people in meetings a lot of times and they're walking down the street. So I'll be doing that sometimes myself. Hey, I'm on this call with you. I'm listening, but I'm walking down the street. So if you hear horns or sirens, just know that that's what I'm doing.
Well, and I think I love that you shed light on the reality that it's important for us to get curious about different ways to do business. Things are evolving. We're evolving. You know, if I don't go for my dog walk in the evening, I could potentially not leave my house or my office for days. If I'm not consciously living and choosing to physically move my body and get it, I could legit... not see the outside because I've created this space, especially since we were in this climate where we had to have all the things and do all the things. So I love that you've gotten creative and tapped into that. So I would love to make sure that everybody knows that anybody that's interested in joining the MAPS event that you're hosting, and it's the week of, I know I'm September 14th. I can't remember the exact start and end date. Can you share the exact start and end?
Sure. So this is a 7-day event, starts on September 11th and it ends on September 17th. And just know that on September 11th, we are starting with opening ceremony that's going to include 9/11 tribute memorial. It's going to include some people telling their stories about some of their challenges with wellness and how they managed and overcame those. There are going to be some uplifting, enjoyable musical performances. So I'm really impressed with the people that are stepping forward saying they want to be a part of the music concert. And then Monday through Friday, we're going to have days filled with all types of presentations, all different types of modalities, just enlightening, empowering information sessions, and anybody in the world can join us. And then Saturday, we have dual rooms. We have a room that's aimed more at adults and children that want to do some emotional intelligence type play, want to do some, it's so filled with interesting stuff in this children's room. I love it. Personal development type things. We'll have one room and then we'll have a room geared more towards adults. And there's so many unique things that are intertwined into this week. So I really want people to go to our landing page so they can read about it and see all the different things that are going on. And again, registration is free. Yes. And if you want to sign up to be a member of our nonprofit, that's also free. So you'll always be informed when we're having events or anyone that we collaborate is hosting an event. And that membership is free. And the good thing about taking the 90 seconds it takes to fill out that membership on our website is it will automatically route you to the videos from last year's event. So you have over 200 videos out there on all different type wellness. We call it a wellness library, our gift to the world. And when I say our, I mean your holistic earth and a whole entourage of other wellness organizations.
Oh, I love it. So you guys, if you didn't hear, which I think you did, it's free.
That's right.
Right. So what we're going to do is make sure that that all the information to register and all that's in the show notes. So awesome. You guys don't hesitate to step in and come to this event. It's going to be a great event. So Elaine, as we close up and finish up our time together, is there anything you would love to leave the listeners with? Is there a quote, a final thought? Do you have anything that's percolating?
Yes, I will leave them with a quote. I love this quote because our community is so much about support and collaboration. And there's a quote, I can't remember who said it, but they said, tell everyone what you want to do and someone will help you do it. And I'm reminded of that because I think about you and how you had so many more years of experience hosting wellness events. And I was hosting my first one last year and you would just answer my questions or ask me questions or point out things in the most polite way. And then after the event was over last year, you met with me and my team and we got a chance to glean information from you on how you do your events. And I just want to thank you for that spirit of collaboration and that unity. So that's how I will end it. I have a very high opinion of you and the team at Your Holistic Earth. I just do.
Thank you. Oh, I'm gushing.
You should.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure and I'm thrilled to be a part of this event. You guys that are listening, step in, tell your friends, this is a global every time zone. Just show up. There will be something happening always. And then of course, if you register, they will get the recordings, correct?
Yes.
For the recordings, right?
Right. The recordings from last year are free. This year, if you register in time, you can get those for $55. And then later, if you purchase them, they're $95. But that just helps support the nonprofit organization. All of the ones from last year are out there for free, and you can get a taste of what you're going to see this year.
I love it. So thank you, Elaine, so much for sharing your love and wisdom around your wellness journey and, you know, your purpose behind this event. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, dear. And thank you for all your support and collaboration.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And those of you who are listening, thank you so much for being here and allowing us into your space and time. It's one of the greatest assets you have, and we appreciate it daily. Do not forget to ignite the wellness war in you. Check out Your Holistic Earth if you haven't been there before. And above all else, let's see you at this event in September. Thanks again, Elaine. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.